Cameron Beatty got his life back, and a good horse to boot. Cameron Beatty was at the stage in life, young, healthy, athletic, motivated, naive, where he never even imagined the possibility that everything he had could be taken away from him. He was the starting quarterback at Freehold Township, New Jersey High School, and had accepted an offer to play at Fairleigh Dickinson, where he had an academic scholarship. He was going places and on the fast track. In an instant, everything changed. In 2010, Beatty, now 27, was on his way to a gym to work out when he had a motorcycle accident that was so serious that it nearly cost him his life. He suffered a brain injury, a ruptured spleen, and internal bleeding. At first, the doctors did not realize the extent of the spleen injury and the bleeding it was causing, but when his heart rate dropped under 20 beats per minute, he was rushed into emergency surgery. Beatty recalled the day.
I woke up one morning bleeding to death, and I was rushed to the hospital, and 5 minutes later, I was in emergency surgery.
It was a windy gray morning on the backstretch at Monmouth Park as Beatty told his story. He was there not just to talk about his accident, but about the horse he owns, Horologist. The New Jersey bred is coming off an upset win over 2018 Eclipse Award winner Jaywalk in the Grade 3 Monmouth Oaks and is preparing for the biggest start of her career, the Grade 1 Cotillion on September 21 at Parks. Life is good now. He's married, got his degree from New Jersey City University, recovered from his accident to the point where he was able to play semi-pro football, and owns a valuable and talented horse. What does one story have to do with the other? The answer is everything.
Yeah, so I mean, if I hadn't had an accident, I would have played college football and would have never played semi-pro football, and I would have never met, you know, the coach that I met, you know, and subsequently I would have never met John and Rose. So everything happens for a reason, and it did, and luckily I'm benefiting from it now.
Beatty had to leave school, quit football, and needed nearly 18 months of neurocognitive therapy before he could say he had fully recovered from the accident. Though he had been warned that it might not be a good idea to return to football after all he had been through, Beatty wanted to go out on his own terms. He signed up to play for a semi-pro football team called the New Jersey Pitbulls, and that led him down the path to Horologist. With the Pitbulls, he met a coach named Don Gould, who was friends with veteran New Jersey trainer John Mazza. Gold thought Beatty might enjoy a trip or two to the track, so he started taking him and introduced him to Mazza.
So a football coach brought me to the track, and he just happened to be good friends with John and Rose. And then I got hooked. He brought me around the barn, and then next thing you know, the rest is history.
But an unusual opportunity was presented to Beatty. Mazza's main client, Hollycrest Farm, was looking to cut down on its numbers, and a deal was brokered that led to Beatty not only owning Horologist, but acquiring her at a price he could afford.
So I got lucky, and I became the owner of Horologist. And, you know, I didn't have high expectations, just because sometimes when you look at a Jersey bred, you never really think too highly at first.
That started to change when the filly broke her maiden by 20 and three-quarter lengths in her first start, a state-bred maiden on August 9, 2018 in Monmouth. It was hard to tell what they had. Despite the winning margin, Horologist got a buyer figure of 63 in the race, and with the depletion of the New Jersey bred program over the years, the level of competition was suspect. She lost her next five starts, so maybe Horologist was nothing better than an above-average New Jersey bred. Then something clicked. An allowance win over Open Company at Gulfstream, another allowance win at Monmouth, a victory over older fillies and mares in the Smart and Classy Handicap from New Jersey breds.
You know, it's starting to get to the point where, you know, is this actually happening?
Mazza kept picking harder spots for the filly, so a try in a graded stakes company race made sense. The logical race was the Monmouth Oaks, but the problem was Jaywalk. After winning the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies, she lost her next three races, but she looked like the Jaywalk of old when she won the Grade 3 Delaware Oaks by 9 lengths. For the Monmouth Oaks, she was the 2-5 favorite.
I always thought that there's a chance, but sometimes I say that there's a chance just because, you know, I'm a positive person, and I always like to think that, you know, everything's going to be good in the end. But I would have been happy with, like I said, just finishing the race, you know, coming back healthy.
John Mazza said that with all Beatty has been through, he understands there are more important things in life than whether or not Horologist wins or loses.
You know, when they get beat, you know, he realizes, you know, there's a horse race. You know, anything could happen.
Anything can happen. The New Jersey bred owned by a 27-year-old who once had to scrape together the money to pay for the Phillies' boarding and training bills beat the champion. She hooked up with Jaywalk near the top of the stretch, and the two went at it for nearly 3/16 of a mile before Horologist started to inch away inside the final 50 yards to win by 3/4 of a length.
Obviously, when you're running up against Jaywalk, who's a Breeders' Cup champion, you never have high expectations. You know, this horse has so much heart, and that race definitely proved that she had more heart. You know, Jaywalk is still, you know, anytime you run a 96 buyer in a grade three, you know, at Delaware, it's not a, you know, not a fluke.
With all the ups and downs in his life, Beatty seems to look at everything the same way, with healthy doses of optimism and realism. He knows how tough it will be to win the $1 million cotillion against what is expected to be one of the better groups of three-year-old fillies assembled this year. But he also knows it can happen. That's because he has a good horse and because sometimes things in life just work out. Look at his accident. He looks at it as a setback, but nothing worse. If not for the accident, he never would have played semi-pro football. That's how he met his wife, who was a cheerleader for one of the teams he played for. He never would have met Coach Don Gould, and if he hadn't met Gould, he never would have met Mazza and never would have owned Horologist. And should Horologist lose the cotillion, or even if she never wins another race, Beatty will never complain.
Anytime you wake up every morning and see a scar that's 8 inches on your stomach, you know, it kind of makes you realize that, you know, life hits you fast. You know, life can come and go. If you don't stop, you know, to take in these moments, they're just going to fly right by you.
For the TDN Look, this is Bill Finley.